Welcome to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. I am a shamanic practitioner, healer, spiritual guide, mentor, retreat leader, medicine woman, facilitator, writer, and speaker. My mission is to empower you to heal your ancestral lineage, reclaim your personal power, and activate your unique gifts and purpose. On this platform, you can expect authentic, real, and raw conversations centered around shamanism and spirituality that will empower you to create the life that you desire and deserve. I'm so grateful to have you here. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina. I am so excited to be talking about this topic today because it is so, so important. And it goes off of last week's episode where I was talking about navigating the death portal, the rebirth I was going through, and how I essentially rose from the ashes. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly suggest you go back and listen to that one first because it's going to give you a bit more context about what I've been through and the shifts that I've had, the transformations, and how and why I'm here right now speaking about this topic, where we are really essentially speaking on how to be magnetic, show up authentically, and have integrity. And this isn't just in the work that we do. If we are business owners, if we work in the online space, even if we, you know, work in other spaces and areas and fields, but it's not just our professional lives that resemble this magnetism, authenticity, and integrity. It's also our personal lives. So it's really important for us to ask ourselves every single day to do an honest check-in, to catch ourselves and to see, are we really embodying who we are at the core level, right? Because we can be taught, you know, all of these things on how to be more authentic and how to be magnetic, especially when it comes to marketing and sales, which is something I'm going to speak about briefly in this episode. But it really comes down to, you know, who are we at our core being, right? It's not about something that we need to be taught to do. It's about embodiment of who we really are. Showing up as ourselves without any masks, without any blueprints that we've been taught, and just being. So the more that we practice this on authenticity, the more that we can check in with ourselves and ask, is this aligned to my values? Am I of integrity doing this? We are automatically going to radiate that magnetism to others because people will see that we are real, we are authentic, we are showing up as our true selves, right? And the reason I really want to speak on this today is because when it comes to marketing and the online space, something that I spoke about last week in the episode and how I shifted away from this masculine model of marketing, you know, getting away from this framework and blueprint that I've been taught where the marketing started to feel a little bit manipulative, if I'm going to be honest. And how do we shift out of that manipulative marketing and become magnetic through our marketing, right? Magnetic and real and raw and vulnerable, honest, authentic, and have that integrity when we are, you know, showing up and selling and speaking about our offers. But also this applies to non-business owners too, because we are essentially always selling to others, right? Whether or not we have a business or not, when we meet up with others, when we connect with others one-on-one, when we are showing up in any environment, how do we show up? Are we ourselves or are we wearing a mask? Are we authentic? Or are we out of alignment in something we're doing or saying? And do we have integrity, or are our values not aligning with something that is happening? So it's really important to understand this because this applies to all areas of our life. It's not just with sales. So if you aren't a business owner, stick around for this because this is really important and this can apply to any and all areas of your personal and professional life. Whether you have a business, a career, or you are simply looking to understand how to be more of an authentic being in your day-to-day life, within your personal relationships. So something I started to notice when I shifted out of this masculine structure and masculine system of working with certain types of mentors and courses and all of these things that I was learning, it's not to say that any of that was bad or wrong. It just wasn't aligned to who I was becoming anymore, and I had to throw all of that away. So it's not to say that it won't work for someone, but for me, it felt out of alignment and it didn't feel authentic anymore the way I was showing up because of what I'd been taught by these blueprints, such as NLP and sales and handling objections and, you know, doing this through content and on connect calls with people. It started to feel a little manipulative for me. It was like, why do I need to follow these blueprints or scripts when I know exactly what I need to say? And I did throw this out the window years ago, but it was funny seeing it online and that people were still doing it. And because a lot of this is taught in business coaching, it was part of the reason I decided to shift out of it, because it didn't feel in alignment with me. And it didn't feel in alignment to teach this to others, because I was no longer agreeing with a lot of the principles that I once followed or, you know, was taught by others. And I started to realize that the way to being magnetic is to just be ourselves. And I realized and recognized over the last year that when I stopped pushing and I stopped trying to convince people and I stopped trying to handle objections and, you know, whatever it was with the people who weren't really invested and weren't going to sign up anyway, it didn't matter what I said to them, I just kind of took this huge weight off my shoulders when I realized that I don't need to push. I don't need to chase. I don't need to use any sales tactics or marketing hacks that I may have learned and studied, that the right people, the right soul aligned clients would actually reach out to me to work with me. And this is what has happened over the last year. For both of my retreats, they've just been filling up from third-party sites with women coming to me and saying, hey, I'm ready for this. And when I look back at all of, you know, previous clients or potential clients I spoke to who were interested in my retreats and programs, and mostly through Instagram, showed all this interest but didn't actually follow through. And back then I was, you know, always evaluating, oh, like, did I not use the right, you know, did I not say the right thing? Or, you know, maybe I should have gone on another call with them and, you know, connected with them and made them feel, you know, safer and answered questions they may have or guided them or empowered them to say yes. And then I realized I didn't need to fucking do any of that, because the right person who was really ready for change and transformation wouldn't need me to justify why they should be investing in themselves and coming on a retreat or working with me. They would just feel in their soul level that this was for them. And even if they did have that fear, whether it was for money or time or investing in themselves, they would take the leap because they would believe that they were worthy of that and know that this is something they really, truly felt aligned to do and wanted to do. And so this is why I think it's so, so important for us to speak about this, because I learned a lot of this from my most recent mentor, who was really helping me shift out of this masculine model and to see that spirit works through us and connects us divinely to the right souls. There is no need to push. There is no need to convince. There is no need for any tactics. And this is what it really means to be magnetic, at least in marketing and sales. So if you are an online business owner, or you have your own brick and mortar business, or you're simply wanting to show up more, be more magnetic in your personal relationships and when you date others and connect with your friends or loved ones, you just need to be yourself. There is no blueprint that you need. It's already within you. And how can we be the most authentic version of ourselves? We be who we are. We say what is on our heart with love. We speak our truth. We share what we feel is aligned for us to share. And we trust that by being ourselves, our soul tribe will find us. we don't need to push. We don't need to find anyone. And this goes for all relationships, whether that's clients, whether that's friends, whether that's partnerships, whether that's intimate relationships. This all comes down to the same root. Are you being authentic to who you really are? Or are you out of alignment in some way? Are you wearing a mask? Are you following a blueprint? Are you doing something because someone told you this is what you need to do to get X, Y, and Z? Or are you simply living and embodying who you are in each and every day of your life? Because that's what it means to be authentic. And I started to, you know, really understand this so much deeper when I let go of all the fears and all of the doubts and all of the old ways of being and all of the things that I learned that I thought worked for me at one point or another. And I realized that there was nothing I needed to do. I just needed to be. And of course, it doesn't mean I don't do anything. Of course, I take action on my goals and dreams and, you know, push the things that I need to do out in my business and spread it and market it. But it's about doing it from a place of authenticity and integrity, not manipulating others, not using certain language just to get people to sign up or, you know, feel that they really need this because they're in so much pain. And that's when I started to really, really not enjoy pain point marketing. When I see that now, it just makes me feel sick to my stomach, to be quite honest, because I see how manipulative it can be when people who do market in this way, they pretty much make the other person feel like they aren't good enough, or they likely feel shame for where they are right now. So it's shifting out of that paradigm, that masculine model, and really empowering others to see who they can become and empowering them to see that, yes, you know, you can help them, but they ultimately have that choice to make that change and transformation. And you don't need all of these sales tactics and words and copy to convince somebody. You just need to display that through your energy and the work that you offer. And of course, for me, I'm super passionate about my writing. And I do believe that I've always been in integrity to how I've written my copy and been really mindful of what I've said to make it more empowering rather than focusing on certain pains that people are going through, because this never really resonated with me to make people feel bad about where they are. And this is something that's really, really important for us to be aware of, to be magnetic without being manipulative. And it's something that I think is so, so important to touch on, because I also mentioned in my last podcast episode, which I do want to touch on, is that I mentioned, you know, when I'm moving out of this masculine paradigm and old way of being and doing and marketing and showing up in my business, that, you know, I was taught that create these courses and do this to make millions of dollars and start this YouTube channel and all of that. And it's not to say that I will never do those things, like this podcast or eventually start a YouTube channel. I'm just grateful that I didn't start a YouTube channel when I was still operating under that old paradigm, under that way of doing something because it was essentially going to make me more money. You know, that's what I was taught. And I realized, wait, that's not why I'm doing it. Like, yeah, the money is a bonus, but it's not really why I'm doing it. Like, if money wasn't an object, I would be doing what I'm doing for free. To be honest, this is my passion. I love to empower others. I love to lead retreats. I love to coach and mentor clients. I love to podcast. I love to create content about the things that light me up. So for me, when I start a YouTube channel eventually, it's going to be because I really want to do this and I really want to show up authentically and share the topics and themes that I know can change and transform other people's lives, because it's changed mine. And I know that I have so much value to share, so much wisdom, so much knowledge. And I know that we all do, actually. And so it's about showing up as our authentic selves. What can we help others with? How can we serve others? How can we just be ourselves and radiate that magnetism and know that we are going to call in the right people into our fields, our soul tribe, and remain in integrity as we're doing this, right? If we were out of integrity, then maybe we would just be doing this because we want to make a lot of money, right? And I'm not saying that that's what I was doing in the past and that was my only goal, but I will admit that because of what I was taught by these masculine mentors and courses I was taking, I started to forget about my initial why for why I even started this in the first place. And I started to get onto that rat race of thinking I had to do more. I had to invest more. I had to, you know, put all of my energy and push in order to become successful. And what was success based upon? Having lots of money and making lots of money. And really, I was like, but that was never my initial intention. So how did I get lost there? You know? So if we're doing something because, you know, it's for money or an outside source or external validation, are we really in integrity? We need to ask ourselves that. So this is why personally, I started to shift away from this. I started to unfollow certain accounts that don't resonate with me. I started to pretty much burn everything away that I've been taught because I realized that this isn't feminine-led business. This isn't New Earth principles, right? If we really want to be magnetic, to show up authentically, to have this integrity, to live a true spiritual and shamanic life, and to have this way of being every day, showing up as ourselves, we really need to check in with ourselves and ask if we are aligned to our values and our principles that are guiding us into that direction. And it's so, so important to speak about this because I know that there's so many people out there with all the noise in the online space still operating in these old paradigms. And to be quite honest, I see that they probably don't even realize that they're doing it because it's such an unconscious thing that happens when we aren't conscious of how we are maybe being inauthentic or out of integrity because we're not showing up as ourselves. And I know this is such like a difficult concept to really explain, because what does it mean to show up as yourself, right? Someone might be saying, like, what does that even mean? Well, if money wasn't an object, if your routines and your, you know, deadlines and your tasks and all the things you had to do in your life in order to, you know, be here, if that wasn't there and you could just show up and be, what would you do? How would you show up? How would you wake up? What would your routine be? What are the things you would actually like to do in the day? Who would you surround yourself with? You know, for me, it's really easy to answer that question because I truly believe I live an authentic and embodied life where I'm very blessed and fortunate that I get to wake up and really enjoy being present in each moment of my day. I love waking up and starting my day with meditation. It's so, so important for me to ground myself, to align myself, to connect with spirit and my guides, and to set my intentions for the day, to journal, to have this ceremony with myself. And this is what it really means to come back into your body and be yourself. Because when you can fill up your cup and show up for yourself before you even start your day and start serving others or doing things unconsciously or on autopilot, you get to sit in your own energy and be. And then what are all the things that you like to do? For me, I love going to the gym. I love going to yoga class. I love going to the beach, even if it's just for an hour to get some sun and to swim and to feel refreshed, to connect with nature, Pachamama. This is really the shamanic way of living, is creating a ceremony throughout our day with everything that we do, lighting a candle, lighting an incense, going out in nature, getting some sun, being present with our food. You know, this is what allows us to really get to know ourselves This is what allows us to become authentic. Because when we can be with ourselves in solitude, when we can have these spiritual practices, when we can really show up for ourselves, we learn how to be authentic. And we embody this authenticity where we don't need to do anything else but just be. And so that's what it really, really means. And then integrity comes with that, right? Checking in with yourself. Who am I surrounding myself with? How am I spending my day? What am I eating? What am I listening to? What am I filling my time with? If you do things that are out of alignment with who you are, what your values are, then you have to ask yourself, is this an integrity with my highest being, my highest timeline? Probably not. But if you are showing up for yourself in all the ways that are going to fill your cup and align to your values, your visions, your goals, your dreams, then you are living an authentic life and you are an integrity to your work. And of course, integrity, there's so much more to come with that. There's so many things I can talk about with in terms of having integrity, you know, especially in the shamanic realms as a shamanic healer. I'm going to speak on that in a future episode because that's completely different to this. You know, it's really important, I think, to also speak about having integrity when we're working with plant medicines and we're working with certain facilitators or choosing who we're going to work with. It's really, really important. And I'm going to speak about that in the future. But coming back to this embodied magnetism that we are talking about today, whether it is for your business or for your career or for just being yourself, how to be magnetic, right? There is no step 1 to 10 that I'm going to give you because to me, that would be inauthentic, you know? And this is exactly what we're talking about is these marketing gurus that are trying to feed you the step process that you need to live a happy life. But really all you need to do is to just be, to connect with yourself, to connect with nature, to connect with your self-love, to come back to who you really are. And trust me, it sounds simple, but for a lot of people, it is hard because they may have never actually practiced listening to themselves, listening to their intuition, being themselves, being confident in who they are and not being afraid to hide and wear a mask just to please others, just to say the right thing, just to look a certain way. And trust me, I've been there. I've been that person that's people pleased and worn a mask many, many times. And this is why we're talking about this today, because magnetism, authenticity, and integrity doesn't just show up in how we show up in the online space or our business. It's in all aspects of ourselves, all areas of our lives. So for those of you who are thinking, well, how do I even connect to this magnetism within me, this authenticity, and learn to have more integrity in what I do every day and how I show up in all areas? The work does start with you. It starts by going inward. It starts by getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. And a lot of the times, you know, not everyone is able to get there on their own right away. I know for me, it took a very, very long time. It took a lot of mistakes, a lot of challenges, a lot of patterns that I repeated and had to break, a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors. And this is why it's so important for us to surround ourselves with people, the right soul tribe that are going to push us into that direction, that are going to help us expand, transform, and elevate into our highest timeline, our highest self. And this is really the work I love to do with women who are feeling called to that, right? All aspects of themselves, whether that's in their business, their career, in their relationships, their self-love. There's so many parts of us that we can look deeper into in order to really understand how to be our magnetic selves, how to be authentic, and how to have integrity in our day-to-day life. And so this is so, so important for us to really be mindful and to ask ourselves, are we really doing this work? Are we really committing to ourselves every day? Are we really asking ourselves the deep questions? Or are we just continuing to have the same lessons and patterns thrown at us that keep repeating and making us feel like we're not actually shifting forward or moving forward? And so this is so important for us to really have a look at, a deep, deep look at. And this is not only the work that I do with my one-on-one clients in our mentorship containers, but I also do this work in our retreat, which is coming up this November 25th to the 30th. So I'm so, so excited to connect with women who are really feeling and hearing the call for this experience, whether that's working with me intimately one-on-one or applying to join our retreat in Tulum, Mexico. I would absolutely love to connect with you, to support you, to empower you on your path, to show you that you have all the answers within you. And even though we do have those answers within us, sometimes we do really need someone else to be that mirror for us, to show us our true potential, our purpose, our power, you know. And that's what I know that a lot of my mentors have helped me with. Like I said, I have no regrets with working with previous mentors, but really my most recent mentor has been just such a beautiful mirror for me of really allowing me to step into this magnetism, authenticity, and integrity in who I am. And since then, this last year, I've transformed so, so much. I've helped so many beautiful women, and it's been such a transformational journey, and I'm so excited to continue being on this journey with you and to guiding women to remember who they are, to reclaim their personal power, to activate their gifts and their purpose, and to really transmute any pain into power, because we all have stories. We all have, you know, growth, room for growth in this human life that we, human experience that we are having here as souls on this earth. And it's so important for us to be held, to be seen, to be in a safe space. So I invite you to apply to work with me. All of the links are in the show notes. You can check out the retreat details. You can apply, book a connect call with me. And of course, if you're interested to go deeper to work with me one-on-one, I would absolutely love to connect with you. And this is all I really wanted to say today, was really to speak on these topics. I know I said I'll be talking about my Peru trip soon, which I promise I will, but I wanted to really have this episode first because it was kind of a part two from last week. And I felt like I really needed to clarify what I said around magnetic marketing and the fact that, you know, there's nothing wrong with marketing ourselves online on social media, but it's the way that we show up, how we are in authenticity and in integrity to who we really are and the work that we're doing. So I hope that this episode inspired you. I hope that it was really helpful for you in any way. I would always love to hear from you. And I hope you have a beautiful day. I am sending you so much love and light. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Shamanism and Spirituality podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to drop in deep with us today. I trust that you resonate with what we are sharing on this platform and you received the medicine you needed from this episode. This is an invitation to share any of your transformational takeaways by posting on your Instagram story and tagging me, I am Karina Dharma. I also ask that you take 15 seconds to please leave us a 5-star review, as this will go a long way to spread our work with others around the world. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on our future weekly episodes. Please share this with your friends, family, clients, or anyone you know that would benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about me or how we can work together through our transformational programs, mentorships, and retreats, then please visit my website, karinadharma.com. You can also subscribe to my email list by downloading a free meditation, which you can access via a link in the show notes or on the homepage of my website.
Thank you.